This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Many of us harbor a private dream that we could write a novel, and that our novel would, of course, turn out to be magnificent, praiseworthy, and really successful. And this is more or less what's happening for Garth Risk-Hallberg. He's 34, and his debut novel got a $2 million advance. That's an astonishing amount of money under any circumstance, but even more so when you consider that the book business is not exactly booming right now. We called up Peter Hildick-Smith to talk about it. He's the CEO of Codex, a publishing analyst group. Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
$2 million for a debut novel. That is just an astonishing amount of money for a book. How does that happen?
What the trend seems to be in publishing right now is over the last 4 to 5 years has been probably hundreds, if not billions, of dollars invested in the digitization of reading. And the market is beginning to reach a point where we're reaching digital saturation. So I think we're seeing a kind of a back to basics maybe going on here where publishers are realizing it's all about the content and they're willing to pay for great content.
Right, because every story I think about the publishing industry recently has been, oh, books are being undercut by e-readers and Kindles and content being available online. You're saying this is now coming back around the other way?
It seems to be, yes. People are kind of reaching a balance point between their digital consumption and their print consumption. It varies by the device that you own and things like that. But it's looking like it's going to be about one-third digital reading and about two-thirds print reading. So it's still, print is still the majority of how people like to consume books, particularly books in long form, as this one certainly is. Can't imagine reading a 900-page novel on my smartphone. I think I'd get carpal tunnel syndrome. But that is, I think, what's happening is people are getting back to a certain balance of reading, and they're finding that the print format is great for these kinds of books.
As you said, this is a long book, some 900 pages. Is that unusual? We've seen a number of pretty big books start to do very well. What are you seeing when you look at the market for long fiction?
Well, we did a study back in the summer, in fact, asking people what the right length was for different kinds of books that they like to read most. In more immersive fiction, the longer the better. Once you're into a great story, you don't want it to end. And so I don't think there really is necessarily a length that's going too far. It's really just whether the story lives up to its billing and it's a great read and it engages you through all those many, many pages and chapters.
I'm going to make a really bad pun here. So the author's name is Garth Risk-Hallberg. Is this a risky proposition by the publisher to put so much money in up front, do you think?
Well, I think any time you're launching a debut author, it's very risky, particularly in literary fiction. The sort of most consistent parts of fiction publishing tend to be in the genres like thriller or mystery, suspense, romance, where you've got a bunch of people who just really like to read in those particular genres. They find authors that they like. They stick with their authors. They're very loyal to those authors. And those are the names you see, you know, week in and week out on the New York Times bestseller list. So it's really going to be down to the reviews, down to the publicity, down to the early reads, advanced reading copies. You know, Random House will do a fantastic job pre-publicizing the book to influential people in the media, and hopefully that will carry the day.
As someone who likes books, does this get you excited?
When that many people are that excited about a book, yes, I think that gets everybody excited. It creates a lot of attention, and certainly having this big advance be as widely publicized gives it a bigger audience. More people know that it's out there.
Peter Hildick-Smith with Codex, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.